Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and we are talking right now to author Gary Williams, the name of his book, Seal of Honor. Hello, Gary.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. This is a biography, and it's about the life of Lieutenant Michael Murphy, and it's about the war in Afghanistan. We don't read yet a lot about the war in Afghanistan, do we?
No, and that's one of the things that we wanted to capture in Seal of Honor, was not only the biography of Lieutenant Michael Murphy, but to talk about Operation Red Wings, and we did an overview of the Afghan War as how we got there.
Tell me a little bit about Lieutenant Murphy. Tell me about he being a leader, he being recognized by his peers, he being a very devoted comrade to the soldiers beside him. Give me a glimpse into his life.
He was born and raised an ordinary from an ordinary family on Long Island in Patchogue, New York. Grew up as a lifeguard, as a tutor, and a faithful friend. And I think his leadership traits were easily recognized by those around him. Was a captain of his soccer team, baseball team, football team. When he went to Penn State, was the captain of his intramural team. Went on to Officers Candidate School, and then went on to BUDS, which is the Basic Underwater Demolition SEAL training. Interestingly enough, his class started with 197. Only four officers graduated, and only 17 total, which shows the tenacity and the strength and the will of Lieutenant Murphy.
Gary, what is it about Michael Murphy that prompted you, that inspired you to write about him?
Well, there's so many firsts. He was the first Navy SEAL officer to receive the Medal of Honor since Vietnam, was the first Navy SEAL to receive it posthumously, and the first Medal of Honor out of Afghanistan, and there's only been two as of today. Just an extraordinary young man, and when I was doing research for a previous book, I came across his story during my research, and it was so compelling, I put that book aside and picked this one up, and for the last 2.5 years, we've been doing this.
What was most notable about the response to Michael Murphy's military service?
He's the most celebrated Medal of Honor recipient since World War II, Audie Murphy. No relation. But with the Navy is getting ready to lay the keel on the USS Michael Murphy next month. A post office has been named after him. Combat training facilities, naval bases, posts, parks, hospitals. It's just incredible the response that Lieutenant Murphy has inspired in those around him.
Well, Gary, why until you wrote this book have we not heard of him? Does it have something to do with the unpopularity of this war?
I think that could be part of it. I think the Iraq war is probably more unpopular. Afghanistan, more people may feel that this is the just war because we're going after those who bombed the towers. So I think there's a lot more tolerance of the war in Afghanistan. But, you know, as a war drags on and we're coming up on 10 years, I think that people's memories do get short. They don't remember what used to be down along the river. And the 3,000-plus people that died that day, the 300-and-some firefighters and the 46 police officers, I think Americans all too often, our memories are way too short.
As you were writing the book, what struck you more than anything else throughout the process?
He was a ordinary young man that one was placed in extraordinary circumstances. His true honor and his character came through on that mountain in Afghanistan.
Did you by chance know him or his family? Did you speak to his family? Did you speak to friends? Did you speak to comrades during the process of writing the book?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, not Michael Murphy. He was killed on June 28th of 2005. But I basically lived with the family for about 5 months, interviewed dozens of family, friends, childhood schoolmates, people who went through BUDS training, SEAL training with him, people who served with him, people who served over him and his peers, and to a T. No one has a bad thing to say about Lieutenant Mike Murphy. That is what is incredible.
Did any of those people that you had just mentioned read the manuscript or read the finished product, the book, and what was their reaction to it?
Oh, absolutely. The family was involved from the very first keystroke, and with the U.S. Navy. We had the complete cooperation of the U.S. Navy, the Department of Defense, Special Operations Command, and the Navy SEAL, Naval Special Warfare Command. So, and a lot of the information that folks will read in here, they will realize could only have been obtained through those channels.
Once again, the book is called Seal of Honor, and the author is Gary Williams. Gary, good luck with the book.
Thank you so much.